All right, so it's time now for one of my favorite segments. It's called Got It Work. So I'm going to call up Chris DeVrooman. If you're unfamiliar with this segment here, Miss Jenna will take it for you. If you're unfamiliar with this segment, welcome, Chris. Come on up. Give him a hand. You can have the padded stool. That's how much I'm putting you first here. So we do this for a couple reasons. This is a fun tradition that we have. And one of the reasons is just honestly to help you get to know people better. So it's a big church and a lot of cool people here, a lot of people doing very different things in their work and honoring God in different ways and experiencing God in different ways. So it's always a privilege to get to hear from somebody. The other reason that we do it is because we really believe that God is at work in your life the entire week, not just on Sunday. And sometimes as we hear about that from others, even if our lives are very different and our line of work is very different, what our days look is very different, we can be encouraged by the testimony of somebody else. So, Chris, let me start by just asking you to tell us a little bit about who you are and your family and where you've come from.
All right, so I was born in Toronto, Ontario, and lived most of my life around that area. And then later on, actually I met my wife in grade 8 in our small town when we moved outside of Toronto area. And just from there, grew up together, and I have lived across Canada a bunch for my work. And then that's how I got to know about the West Coast as well, to see it from when I was here. That's got some feedback going. Hold it closer.
Yeah.
All right. And so I have three grown children, 23, 24, and 25, and a grandbaby is here too. So, yeah.
So tell us, this is always cool to hear, how did you come to know Jesus? Or maybe better phrase, how did Jesus find you?
So I learned about Jesus in Sunday school, just as a Bible character, and but I never really had any relationship or knew that that was even possible. Actually, I kind of grew up thinking that God was an angry God, that it was not happy with who I was or any of that. And then it wasn't actually till a few years ago, moving here, that I had a total change in my theological thinking, and so that's when I started to actually see Jesus as someone who, a religion aside, judging aside, all of that, just love and how that can be how an example of how we're supposed to live.
Yeah, that's good, and that's hard to sum up. But can you tell us what takes up most of your time? What do your days look like?
Well, I have Mondays off. That's a good thing. So, yeah, I have a renovation business that I run. I live in Gabriola Island, and that's where my work is. And I have one full-time employee plus myself, and we stay busy. So that's pretty much what my time is. And then weekends we come to Parksville area. My kids and mother-in-law live here, so, and play bass here too. So, yeah.
So tell us, and this is the key question here, where do you see God at work in your work?
It may not be the line of work that I'm in right now, actually. Like, I would like to do something with music part-time or whatever that's going to look like, but that would be really where I'd like things to go in the future. And, I don't really know what that's going to look like. But that's how I hope to be used more in the future.
Right. Yeah, and even, you know, in your renovation work, you're partaking in the character of God, who's the one who creates and who builds and who makes things better. So that's really cool. How can we pray for you? Is there anything that you're struggling with in your work?
I find it challenging to I'm still working out, you know, like I said earlier, theology and all that sort of stuff. So I find it hard to have those discussions with people who don't believe anything about God or Jesus, or maybe they do, but they're just, you know, they hate religion. So that's usually where things start. So it's really hard to do that. But I'm just trying to love the people that I'm around. And there's a lot of people who are hurting around me. So that I would be able to just show love to them. Yeah.
And before we pray for you, this is such a short time and so many things we could explore here, but what's something, if someone sees you in the lobby and is like, oh, hey, that was the guy that was up here, what's something they could ask you about? What's something that you would want to tell them about, tell them more about?
I guess just the longer version of this. So anything. Yeah, okay.
All right, so he's an open book. Take him up on that offer. Let's pray for Chris to be blessed in his work. So if you don't mind stretching your hands out. Lord, we thank you for Chris. Lord, we thank you for the man that he is and the journey that he's on. Lord, we thank you for your revelation to him, the gift of showing him who you are. And we pray that you continue to reveal yourself more and more, the truth of who you are. And Lord, protect him from any lies about who you are. Let him see you for who you are. Lord, we ask also for his work, that you would bless him in his work, that he would be fruitful. Lord, that he would be successful in his work, the things that he does would go well, that he would be wise and creative, that he would be known for good work. Lord, we thank you for how he participates with you in making things better. And I pray that you would, even day to day, as he does those nitty-gritty details and he does the ordering and he brings in the supplies, Lord, and he actually installs things himself, Lord, I pray that you would show him more and more how he participates with you. Lord, for these dreams that he has possibly of music, Lord, we don't know what that looks like, but you've put that dream in his heart, and we pray that you would give him whatever the next steps are to fulfill it. Lord, we ask that in your name, knowing that you use people in different seasons in different ways, and we don't know what you have next for him, Lord. Lord, finally, we ask for the people that he's around. We thank you that you have made him the presence of Christ around hurting people, as he has said. And we ask for your discernment to know where the Holy Spirit is already working in people's lives, to be able to open that door, to ask a question, to follow up on a conversation. Lord, give him wisdom, give him boldness, give him the love that pushes beyond awkwardness, Lord, because they're worth it. Lord, we ask this in your name. Bless him in every way. Bless his family too. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Chris.